We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Again, fog, mist, 34 degrees at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. Wichita road crews have been busy treating area streets due to another round of winter weather. Area law enforcement also monitoring the highways and roadways. Wichita Public Works Director Alan King tells KSN News their trucks are doing what they can.
We'll be deploying all 60 trucks, and we'll be monitoring the weather conditions, the roads. And if we should get bad conditions, we'll have the 60 trucks out ready to lay down sand and salt to try to help with the freezing conditions.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Sergeant Justin Maxfield says drivers should be aware of the wintry conditions.
We'll expect to see an increase in traffic collisions, slide-offs.
Sergeant Maxfield advises drivers take it slow, use a proper light. So far this morning, not much going on as far as traffic accidents. Members of the Andover Public Library are considering a request to move children's books that include transgender characters out of the kids section.
Andover resident Marcy Laffin requested that the books be moved to the adult section of the library, or at least to the young adult section. About 55 people, both supporting and opposing the changes, met to talk about the issue. The Wichita Eagle reports that Laffin's written request said that the books were, quote, part of a sexual revolution agenda and indoctrination of children. Laffin cited the books George, Lillian Duncan, and I Am Jazz, which all have transgender characters. Library board members will meet February 13th to decide where each of the books will be shelved. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Another caravan of migrants is making its way through Guatemala. Fox's Steve Harrigan has been traveling with them.
We're seeing mainly small groups of 5 to 10 people. Some of them meet along the way on the caravan. The young man is carrying a 1-year-old boy. That's the mother behind him. He met her on the caravan. They've been walking since 8 o'clock this morning, and they have another 70 miles to go. They said people have been feeding them along the route.
President Trump has said the caravans are just one reason why the United States needs a border wall.
Border agents say a group of migrants who crossed into a remote area of New Mexico are part of the continuing smuggling trend.
The Border Patrol says they apprehended a group of 247 people after they made what border officials called a treacherous crossing. The group turned themselves in at Antelope Wells. Agents say most of them are from Central America, with children among them, both in families and unaccompanied minors. Many quickly told the agents they were in need of medical care. In a statement, though, the Border Patrol says since the start of the fiscal year, which is October 1, criminal organizations have trafficked in 24 groups of at least 100 people or more in that same area. This is also the same area where that 7-year-old girl, Jacqueline Call, came through with her father before she died hours later. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
She lost more than 60 pounds and did not go on a diet.
Brenda Cridland of Meridian, Idaho, thought she was putting on weight because she was going through menopause, but that wasn't it at all. Cridland says when her health started to quickly go downhill, she decided to see her doctor. A CAT scan revealed she had a giant tumor, so large it was cutting off the blood supply to her brain. Luckily, it was benign. Cridland went through 2.5 hours of surgery to remove the tumor. After all was said and done, she lost 65 pounds. Turns out the tumor was caused by undiagnosed endometriosis. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Low clouds and patchy dense fog will stay around for a while today with a clearing sky possible this afternoon. We should get to 48 for the high. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight. Our low 36. Then here comes our next storm beginning as rain tomorrow. It's going to be windy and near 50. A transition to snow with gusty north winds, but snow totals look like they will stay under an inch with snow ending early on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 34 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Thursday, January 17th, 2019. On this date, in 1929, the cartoon character Popeye the Sailor made his debut in the Thimble Theater comic strip. Ever heard of the Thimble Theater comic strip, Ted?
No, I have not.
Popeye. If you're not familiar with Popeye, he's a sailor. He has great big forearms, the biggest forearms I've ever seen.
Except for Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey. And he's basically, there's a guy named Bluto who's always competing with
just
Popeye.
Just always up in his business.
Popeye's just really nice guy with a little pipe that sticks out the edge of his mouth. And he's always really nice, and he's got a girlfriend named Olive Oil, who is about the skinniest person I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she's got those legs that look like pipe cleaners, and then she's got
like Marcus McDuffie legs.
Yeah, and she wears these giant waffle stomper combat boots, and she's not an attractive.
Well, it's her look.
Well, yeah, but it's not a good look. She's not very good looking, and yet Popeye adores her.
Well, of course, and Bluto always seemed to.
Bluto
fell for her as well.
Bluto is just this incredibly horny, big goofus of a guy with a beard. ugly guy, mean, a bully, and every now and then he's got Popeye down by the throat, beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
So what's this little Popeye, this little sailor guy going to do? Well, somehow or other, everywhere he goes, he has a can of fresh spinach. It's
some kind of intestinal fortitude. He plans ahead. Oh, he's got some spinach around. Now,
and he can open it. I've seen him open it with his can,
with his pipe.
Yeah, or just squeeze it, you know.
Yeah, with any kind of.
And the spinach, if you've never seen this, it's incredible. The spinach is this green glob that goes up in the air like a waterfall and comes right down in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
His muscles then begin to pop out. They're like battleships show up on his forearms. And he begins to beat the snot out of Pluto.
Yep.
By the end of the.
That's the M.O.
And it's the same thing every cartoon, and I love it.
Yeah. Now Popeye is 90 years old.
90 years old. You see why I like Popeye. I mean, he's the best cartoon.
Well, he's a classic.
Yeah. Now, they used to do a kid show here on Channel 10 that had a guy who looked a lot like Popeye, and Bill McLean was Captain Bill.
Captain, yeah.
And these two guys would introduce cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was, I can't remember the man's name, but there was a man who looked a lot like Popeye. So they had him on TV. All right, there's my Popeye story. Today is Popeye's birthday. And after dining on fast food during their visit to the White House, the Clemson Tigers have been invited to eat at some of Chicago's most acclaimed restaurants. Nick Kokonis, the co-owner of the Alania Group, invited the college football champions to experience what an actual celebration dinner should be. The move comes after President Trump Monday served the fast players fast food, hamburgers, and pizza. The White House mess people apparently were on, they weren't there because of the shutdown. Kokonis tweeted that he couldn't care less about college football, but added that this is about showing them how a proper celebration looks in adulthood. Clemson has not yet responded to the invitation.
Well, they can't send the whole football team to Chicago for a dinner. That's not going to happen.
Maybe Nick the Greek will invite him and, spend the money to do it.
They're not going to do that. They got classes to go to.
That dinner that the president hosted, that's raising it. Well, you heard Todd Starnes. It's raising a little controversy around the country. And so that's if we don't have anything.
Yeah, there's nothing else we have that's controversial these days, is there?
No. All right, 6:38 now. Steve and Ted, and it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. It was a wild trading session Wednesday for the cattle complex, and they closed mostly positive. The new contract highs were made in the February and April live cattle contracts, and the live cattle rallied late to close on the positive side. Now, the feeders made new lows for the week with triple-digit downside at times and also rallied late to close mostly positive. There's been no trade in our feed yards. The lean hogs traded and closed negative yesterday, with the April contract having its slowest trade since the 16th of August. On the close, Feb cattle, 87 cents higher, 127.82. March feeder cattle down a nickel at 144.70. And Feb hogs, $2.10 lower at $60.05. Only the corn futures Wednesday were able to hold their early session upside. The wheat and soybeans traded mixed and closed mostly positive. The managed money and technicals are moving the grain markets as there is no new news. March KC wheat this morning is 2.5 cents higher at 498. March corn up penny and a quarter at 3.75 and a quarter. March soybeans 3 and a quarter cents higher at 8.97 and three quarters. February crude oil is trading $1 lower at 51.31. February gold's down 20 cents at 1,293.60. The March S&P down 9.75 points at 26.03 and a half. March dollar index 2 cents higher at 95.70. And March Dow Jones futures are down 94 points at 24,057. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, let's just jump right in here and give us your opinion. No, I don't want to ask you about what. Have you ever dined at the White House? Better been invited to dine at the White House?
Closest I've ever been is just standing outside of it.
Yeah, they didn't invite you in, huh?
Didn't invite me in. But, you know, by golly, if they was having fast food, I'd sure took the invitation.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's because, at least, probably the president had some cufflinks or something, or presidential golf balls, things like that. But you don't show up there necessarily for the chow. As you do for the experience of being in the White House.
And, as much criticism as there has been, there's been people complimenting it as it was unique, something different.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yep. Right. And, it doesn't matter. When you get into the profile that you are as a president, no matter who's the president, it doesn't matter what you do. Somebody's going to hate it and somebody's going to love it.
Wow.
You got that right.
That's right. Kind of like being in radio.
It's kind of like being a husband.
Oh, wait a minute. You've only got one wife. How can you, right?
That is true.
Now, if you were...
That's a good point, Steve.
But what if you had two wives or more, and they were all... See, one's a Republican, the other's a Democrat. Wow.
You're just trying to get Tom in trouble here. Don't give him these hypotheticals.
I don't have to help Tom when he wants to get in trouble, all right?
That's exactly right. I'm very capable of doing it on my own, right, Steve?
You betcha. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Cars for Charities Car Show starts tomorrow at Century 2 here in Wichita. Benefit for the Arc of Century County and Starkey. I've got, why are we cheating the 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock listeners? I've got a pair of tickets right now if you'd like to go to the car show.
Boom.
I'll throw in some Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger as well. 869-1330, caller number 6, 869-1330. 641 now. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Ideas for when the markets are down. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.